I'm sat in an Austrian farmer's market in Graz, to be precise. It's literally a 2-minute walk from my hotel. I've just enjoyed a delicious Austrian stroke German sausage. Probably shouldn't have stroke and sausage in the same sentence there. With a dollop of mustard and a large pile of deceptively dangerous, fresh, grated horseradish. On the side I have a coffee. I think I'm the only person having coffee here for breakfast, as it seems to be tradition to drink some kind of small wine, aperitif, or as many, many people here seem to do, have a beer for breakfast. Very unusual as far as I'm concerned. I don't normally drink until the sun is way past the yardarm. That's about 11, isn't it? So, sitting here feeling very continental and thinking all of this cost me less than £4 for a big breakfast and coffee, I think that's pretty good. At least it feels pretty good, and it tastes even better. I fly out today. It's been a really good couple of days. It's been a bit of a lightning tour. It was really inspiring meeting Stephen Primrose Smith, who is on his way now, I believe, some long road north of here. Interesting to see how somebody just up sticks and leaves without much preparation at all, it seems. I don't know how much preparation and planning went into this. He's comfortably fitting everything around his travels. He jumped on an old bike he'd had for years. Doesn't seem to have bought any new kit other than maybe perhaps the Kindle so that he could carry his Open University materials and study for his degrees as he goes. I can't help but respect that. Whenever I used to go on expeditions, trips, it was always imperative I had brand new kit, or at least it seemed to be an excuse for me to shop. I'd do things very differently because of my apparent addiction to communication technology. He's managing really well, though, by using Wi-Fi when he can find it. And he has his laptop with him, which I imagine he did buy for the trip. It's a very light little Acer Aspire. And he's got a thoroughly exciting 30,000 miles ahead of him. I'm thinking he's going to end up doing 40,000. Because when you get to 30,000 miles, you're only 10,000 off the circumference of the Earth. And I can't see him stopping. He's having too much fun. And it was an honour and a pleasure to be in the company of him. He's Unicycle50 on Twitter. I'm Documentally on Twitter. I'm going to finish my coffee, pack my bag, check out of my hotel, head to the airport. Really enjoyed Austria. Nobody around here seems to speak any English, which has nurtured another couple of words out of my very, very limited German vocabulary, which I'm embarrassed about because I am quarter German if I go back to my grandparents. And I probably know more Klingon than I know German. It's great. Thoroughly enjoyable. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your breakfast, lunch, dinner, and if you're having a beer, cheers. You know, I don't know how they do it. They don't seem to have coffee machines anywhere. I can't see coffee machines, but I've always ordered a coffee, always got a good one. It's like magic.